N4DJW, W4DJW, N4ZLK. RageKX, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, W4DJW. Sorry about that. I heard you from the other room.
Maybe you were out of town. I called you. Tried to call you last night and earlier this morning, so got a little message for you.
Well, I was in here earlier this morning. I may have had that muted, though. Sometimes when I'm trying to listen to something on the news, I'll mute one or the other. I was trying to listen to something on radio, I'll mute the news. So sometimes I leave it in a toggled state.
I don't necessarily don't like, but I hate having multiple radios on when I'm sitting at my desk. I get distracted by all of them.
And commercials are the worst. Commercials come on, and you can't pay attention to what you want to pay attention because it's just jibber-jabber in the background. Anyway, what's going on? What's up?
Well, sir, the club still operates the A2 machine, right?
When it's working, it's in degraded mode at the time. At the moment, it does work, but it only works about the first 15 minutes, and once it warms up, then it starts degrading really fast.
Rarely on there. I was on there yesterday talking to my son, and I noticed its IDing is WNK/R.
Is leaving the 4 out now?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we just need to go shut it down for a while until we can get another repeater over there.
Technically not legal, I guess. It's not a real call sign. I checked it several times, and it does the same thing every time.
Well, I'll let Johnny know and see if we can schedule. We have some backup repeaters that will do 6-1 or 8-2, so we could go up there and switch it over. That would mean the auto patch wouldn't work any longer, but I don't think very many people use it. I think that it's only a curiosity. It's never really used like it was before cell phones came around.
I used it was early 90s.
Yeah, it's a novelty now. It's not a necessity because everybody's got a cell phone in their pocket.
Wells went down, it probably wouldn't be in its use anyway because nobody has a home phone anymore, a landline. I tried to get one when we bought this house 7 years ago, and they made it so expensive it wasn't really worth it.
Yeah, our landline number was one that my wife got when she was really young, really young. She's had it for many years before she met me. And we hated to let that go. And so instead I found out that you can have it transferred over to a cell phone because cell phones have more than one SIM available slot. So I put that number on my cell phone so we still have that number. So if anybody calls it, because that's the number everybody grew up knowing and is in everybody's phone. So it rings a cell phone now instead of a landline.
Trying to keep the landline, you know, our real landline. It was all this, everything was there just because. But they said, we're not going to be servicing it here in a few more years, and we're trying to push everybody away to an internet-based landline. I did that for a little while, and after a while, I was like, it's not even worth it because I have my cell phone, and if the internet goes out, I can't use that landline anyway, so it's not even worth it.
Yeah, Twisted Pair is going away. I know I got Twisted Pair all throughout my house, and nothing is connected to it anymore. I saw a cell phone in the drawer the other day. Not a cell phone, a hand phone that, you know, that you sit on the charger, and it's got a speaker and all that stuff. Useless. They're all useless in the house. They're all over the house. They're still there. I haven't taken them all up, but I just need to go through the house and take them all up because I just, since Lumnos came out, L-U-M-O-S, Lumnos, since they came out, I canceled AT&T, made Charter my backup, and made Lumnos my primary. So I don't have anything now at all connected to the Twisted Pair in the house. It's just, it's there, and it's not, doesn't serve any purpose.
Same way, it's got all the outlets through the house, you know, in all the main rooms, and we do have some of those portable charge phones somewhere around, but I doubt they'd even work anymore. They haven't been charged in so long. Oh, well, I guess that's the way technology goes. Maybe we can sell them on eBay one day.
Or figure out a really good use of the Twisted Pair that's going throughout your house. A product you can sell that people can plug into that, and it makes it do something for that room, like like makes internet available in that room or something like that, you know, plugs it into a port, an Ethernet port or something like that, and makes Wi-Fi available in all rooms. I don't know, you know, and you no longer need Wi-Fi extenders or something similar to that, and could make a killing because everybody's got that situation.
Do a whole house intercom system with it.
That would be nice, but we use Echo for that now. You can tell Echo, call it by its name, and tell it to drop in on another Echo that's in another room, and you have a whole house intercom. I mean, she put those hockey pucks everywhere in the house, so you can talk to anybody upstairs, downstairs. That's really handy. I don't know if you use that or not.
We don't, but it's really there's not a necessity. If I can't hear her yelling, she'll just text me.
My wife does the same thing. She'll text me and say, come in here.
Nice to hear you back on the air.
Yeah, doing good. Trying to catch up. I've got a bunch of stuff from the hurricane left over and a bunch of other stuff that I wasn't working on that now needs working on. So I'm in catch-up mode right now.
I guess you lost a lot of trees. We had one go down, and I've got most of it cleaned up. Still have the main trunk. But it's out of the way. It was in the woods and it fell into the yard part, and I got all the part in the yard cleaned up, and then the chainsaw broke on me. The pull cord snapped while it was running. That's in the shop getting repaired, and then I can finish that up. But that was just one tree, so we were fortunate.
Yeah, I think I had 5 total go down. And like you, a lot of chainsaw maintenance. And I ordered a couple of new blades, too, chainsaws, the chain itself, and got really good at sharpening the one that I had that was a new chain and haven't had to break out the other ones yet. But, yeah, chainsaw maintenance has really skyrocketed here as well, because when you're cutting that much wood, you got to keep that chain sharp. And without using up all of your tooth on your chainsaw. That's one of the things I did in the past, is I just recklessly sharpened it, and it would start to curve, and it would use up the chain. So I learned a good bit of this go-around about how to sharpen the chainsaw effectively and make it work. But I did have 5 of them go down, and the biggest one had a root ball stuck to it, and it was in the front yard, and that root ball was sticking up almost as high as my head is when I'm 6 feet tall walking across the ground. And I got a stump grinder guy to come out 2 days ago and ground that thing up into dirt that filled up the hole that it made. So I was very fortunate, because everybody was telling me, don't call us back for 3 weeks to 3 months, right? That people with trees on their houses take precedence and you're not important. But this guy said, put your name on the list, and if I'm in your area, I'll give you a call before I leave the area. And that's exactly what happened, and that knocked it out.
Yeah, those guys are busy right now, understandably, but it's amazing how many root balls are laying up like that, because most of the trees that went over, it was the whole tree that went over. I've seen a few where it snapped, and then you could see it was hollow inside, and it broke at the base or somewhere, but most of it, everywhere you see a tree down, it's the root ball and everything.
Yeah, the big one that I had, it wasn't hollow. It was solid. That was a healthy tree, because cutting through it, it was like 2.5 feet at the top, which was only 30 feet up, and then big branches took it up to 70 feet. And then at the bottom, it was 3 feet in diameter. And my 18-inch chainsaw blade is all it could do to cut all the way through it when you went around the perimeter of the tree. And it was tough. In order to move it, we had to cut it up in slugs that are about 6 inches thick. And a 6-inch slug, 3 feet in diameter, weighed about 200 pounds. And get one of those in a wheelbarrow and wheelbarrow it down to the other side of the property to get, you know, to... I mean, that's some really, really nice hard oak wood. But boy, is it dense, and boy, was it heavy. And it took 3 days to clean up that one tree.
Okay. I imagine it was that heavy. It's crazy, the weight of wood. And if you think about it all together, all in one tree. And then you look at some of the root balls when they come, you know, when you're seeing them sticking up in the air and you're thinking, how was that little bit of ground, how was it holding that tree like that for all those years? Because it doesn't seem like much.
W4DJW, I know, I think the same thing. You would think the tree, the roots would go much, much deeper, because I've seen pictures of trees, you know, sectional through the ground where it looked like there was as many roots going down as the tree was coming up, and it's nothing like that, unless they just all snapped, right? Maybe it is like that, and they're just weak, you know, once you get 5 or 6 feet out away from the tree or down into the root ball. It's just really weak and it snaps because they're all over the place here. There's one area where a woman took a picture of a tornado coming up 101. She's coming up 101 toward Fairview Church. I don't know if you're familiar with this area, but she was coming up that way and the tornado was coming down. And if you go down, she turned around and went the other way when she took a picture of it because it was huge. The funnel that was touching the ground was as big as a house. It wasn't like a pinpoint. It was huge. So she turned around and went the other way. And then if you drive down through there, the devastation of the woods, the trees, the big, huge old trees and crossing, you know, power lines that they took down, it will take months to get all that cleaned up.
There was actually a big tornado like that. I remember hearing, but I'd never heard there actually was one confirmed. That's amazing.
Yeah, it cuts across 101, and Rutherford goes into 101 right before you get to Gross Meadow Road, which then goes down over to Lake Cunningham. And right in that area, you can see the path that the tornado took. And it wasn't in contact with the ground the whole time. It'd come up a little ways, and then it'd go a little ways forward, and then it'd come down and contact the ground. It was just devastation until it would rise up and then go forward a little ways and hit down and do it again. You can almost replay it in your head just by looking at the way that it touched down and what it tore up while it was doing it.
Those are incredible, powerful things. I've seen Simpsonville. There was one that several years ago. I think it was an F0. I don't even think it was an F1, but you could follow the path for about a half a mile where it went. It actually went through our neighborhood, but it wasn't really. The storm that had that tornado, I think it was either up above us or what. I mean, I remember the sky just got really dark. The wind picked up incredibly stiff for just a minute. But where it had touched down before it got to us, it left the trail about a half a mile. We were fortunate, and that was just a really small tornado. So I can only imagine as they get bigger.
Yeah, there's people out in the Midwest where they come through there all the time. Huge temperature differences going up through Texas all the way up to the Dakotas. You think about those people. They have to live with that all the time. That's one of the reasons my dad used to say that he moved to this area. You don't get the inundation from the coast, and you don't get the hurricanes from the Midwest, and it's just nicest place to live. And then, you know, that happens. There's no place safe. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead while it's on my mind and text Johnny and Leroy and get a plan together to go get that thing either off the air or get it replaced with another one to make us legal again. I appreciate you passing that information to me, W4DJW.
I heard it. Like I said, I'm very rarely over on that repeater. And as soon as it ID'd, I was like, well, that's not right. So I waited for it to do it again and realized what it was doing. And it don't want you to get fined or anything. I don't know if that would happen. But anyway, Dave, thanks for taking my call. Hope you have a good day. Nice to hear you. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Stay safe. Good talking to you. N4ZLK, W4DJW.
KD4FDI.
KD4FCA, and you can be there when they finished. Morning, son. How are you? Love you.
Been pretty staticky, but I can make out what you're saying barely.
Oh, really? It may be, I don't know, I was talking the other day, they mentioned it, but maybe something changed here. Yeah, a little nippy out there, but not bad. How'd your apartment complex go yesterday? W4FCM.
Got a lot done and everything, so heated up pretty good in the afternoon, so a little warm, but we got it done and got all the maintenance done, and now just trying to work on some other projects and everything, so But, yeah, went over to the apartment complex and the first visit there. And it was a little messed up from the last landscaper, so we had to tidy up and cut a lot of stuff and get some leaves up. But it wasn't too bad overall. It took us about probably 2.5 hours.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought of you wondering how it went. It was 82 Saturday, warm. Weather announced when our W4FC on Friday, when our game is Saturday, they finally said 7:30. Texas A&M's a night game. That's going to be good.
Really fun game to go to. But, yeah, I think we're off this next Saturday, right?
Again, next time, off 7:30.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, that'll be fun to watch. So I'm hoping to definitely catch the Texas A&M game. And Vanderbilt's going to be tough, too, so it's going to be a hard one to beat.
Yeah, we have one tough schedule, don't we? But it'll be fun. And your mother's got high state. After losing, they play, I think, Penn State or something. I've checked again. Yeah, nippy today and 82 Saturday. But then Sunday, the bottom falls out high in the 60s next week. We're going to freeze.
Weather for next week. It looks amazing. Almost like was probably almost 2 weeks ago when it was a lot cooler. So it's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. Nippy. I don't wear sweaters, but light jacket. Yeah, I did the pump refill yesterday. Go to podiatrist a little bit this morning, a little while. So I'll be getting a good report there. Always dread going to him, but I'm leaving a little while. Go to the foot doctor. Don't have an appointment. Tomorrow's Friday. Last day of chili, W4FCM.
Need to go with that chili, I tell you. I know we had leftovers last week. We had, some chili. It's like chili casserole. And thought about you, because after the third day, it started to get a little rough. I was like, man, I want some different food here, you know. So I don't see how you do it, eating the same thing for a whole week.
Hey, trained in Swaziland. After eating stomach and intestine over there, chili's gourmet. Yeah, well, today's fifth day, so I'll make it. I'll take one spoon of it. That way, I can be honest. Did you have some? Sure did. There's a lot left. I can be honest. Yep, there sure is. W4FCM.
Did you guys figure out where you're going to eat out this Saturday?
No, always let your mother decide. Maybe either Chipotle or probably Silver Bay. We go to Silver Bay every few weeks, get salmon, salad, and last time I got okra instead of coleslaw. It was good. Really good deep-fried okra. No grease at all, so that was a good one. I was just looking at Sarah Simpson's page. It was her anniversary. Just wished her happy anniversary. I think 18 years or something, W4FCM.
Yeah, we really like this place up here called Two Bros Pizza. It's like Pizza House. They got a lot of different things on the menu, calzones, and they get the different pizzas, wings, salads. So it's a good eat out. So really kind of eating that up and taking a little break from Mr. Cactus. We haven't eaten there in a while, but we still like to go there.
That does sound like Pizza House. Your actual polling building's finished here in TR. So it's the 1st of November, so in the next week or two at the most, we'll have a Chipotle right there at Tractor Supply. That'll be close to W4FCM.
I like Chipotle. I was there a few weeks ago. I go to one up in, usually one up in Easley, and sometimes the one at Cherrydale when I pass that. But, yeah, it's always a good one to go to. And they give you a lot of food. They heap it up, especially that the chicken or steak bowl. It seems like you get a little bit more than you do when you order the burrito.
Yeah, it's always a take-home meal, two-day meal. Same thing with Silver Bay. We take it to-go box. It becomes the next day's meal. Yeah, look forward to Sunday. Everybody be here carving pumpkins. Be nippy, but be fun to be for FCM.
We'll definitely see you then. So, all right. Well, I'm getting ready to get on out of here in a little while. So, nice chatting with you. And we'll hopefully see you, I guess, Saturday coming up here. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, well, Sunday, you guys are over here for a meal for Angela's birthday. You better be here for that. I'll see you then. Love you. And thanks for being there. And thanks for the guys pausing. W4FCM signing. Turning it off. Getting the shower. Getting out of here.